Jesus isn't always the Savior we expect Him to be. In fact, He said and did things that in this day and age would completely shock us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus was an amazing man. I'm talking here about the Jesus of the Bible, the one who walked the dusty roads of Israel back there in the first century. Not the convenient Jesus that so many people conjure up in their minds to suit themselves. Okay, so if you're the Son of God, who do you hang out with? Bishops? Cardinals? Or at least the first century Jewish equivalents? It'd make sense, wouldn't it? But no, Jesus hung out with lepers and prostitutes and tax collectors, the rejects of society, a habit that rocked the establishment to the core. And there were only ever two things that really managed to get his nose out of joint: a lack of faith amongst his disciples and hypocrisy amongst the religious leaders. In fact, the last one really, really upset him. This is what he says to the leaders of the Pharisees, the strictest of all the Jewish sects. Matthew chapter 23, verse 33. "You're snakes. You're from a family of poisonous snakes. You will not escape God. You will all be judged guilty and go to hell." That's pretty harsh. I mean, you can't mistake what he's saying here about religious hypocrisy, can you? It's all too easy for those of us who believe in God to become all self-righteous about how good we are, to start thinking to ourselves that we're somehow better than the rest because we've made up all these little religious rules and rituals that we go through. You see it all the time. And there's a name for that. It's called hypocrisy. And it really, really gets up God's nose. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. It's easy to be like those Pharisees, to feel all smug and content about how good we are. And that right there ends up robbing us of the abundant life that Jesus died and rose again to give us. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Extravagant Grace. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.